Welcome to Triad Arts Up Close. I'm David Ford. Singer-songwriter and keyboardist Claire Culbreth and guitarist John Brandon have been performing together as a duo for 6 years. 2 years back, the couple formed the band Shades of Blue. Shades of Blue blends their love of 60s and 70s music, Claire's nod to the great vocalists of those decades like Carole King, and John's bluesy guitar work. And coming up on Saturday, June 9th, from 4 to 6 at Grassy Creek Vineyards in Elkin, you can enjoy Shades of Blue live with a nice glass of wine. Last week, Claire and John dropped by WFDD with bassist Gerald Robinson and drummer Michael Fowler for a nice live recording session in Studio A. We'll be sampling from that session throughout the show today. For Claire, the music of the 70s reminds her of her happy childhood growing up in the Triad, and the singers and songwriters of that era continue to inspire her. In general, when you look back on that period in music and pop, you know, music or rock, what do you miss most?
Gosh, I just really miss the feeling and the soul. It was all about really expressing yourself back then.
Yeah.
And, I mean, today, when you listen to the radio, it's just a bunch of bump, bump, bump. You know, it's like a lot of overdubbing and I don't know. I think back then, musicians were musicians. It was the real thing. And they didn't have all this stuff that you have now in the studios where you could...
Like the auto-tune and all that stuff?
Yes.
Well, who were some of the folks back then? I mean, you were listening to, and I know you got a thing for Carole King. We heard that earlier.
Oh, but. I love Carole King. Carly Simon.
Oh, yeah.
I love Janis Joplin. I'm really into jazz, like Etta James.
The only days are gone, I'm coming home. Baby wrote me a letter.
What's interesting, you mentioned that Carole King and Janis Joplin, and I just couldn't help but hearing these colors within your voice, and you just seem to filter it through your own, you know, Claire Culbreth, you're the musician, but I'm just hearing these different timbres, these different sounds, these great female vocalists that I
really
love so much.
Well, that's a compliment.
Well,
thank you.
It must come out. Tell me about the letter. When did you first hear them? That's not a tune you hear performed often these days, but
well,
I'm glad you did it.
I know. A long time ago, a friend of mine gave me a CD of Eva Cassidy. You know, she redid a lot of these songs like Wade in the Water, The Letter, Ain't No Sunshine.
Oh, that great Bill Withers classic.
Oh, Bill Withers. Now, that's one that is another one of my very favorites.
Me too.
Oh, my gosh.
You talk about just from the heart, gritty, it's just raw stuff. I love his music.
Yes. But I was listening to that CD of hers, and when she did The Letter, you know, I had recognized that because, you know, the box tops version, you know, it goes, give me a ticket to an aeroplane. Don't have time to take a fast train. You know, I'm not real crazy about that version, but then Eva Cassidy redid it, and I'm like, oh my gosh, that is the remake of that song.
Anyway, yeah, I don't care how much I got to spend.
It was just a more bluesy version.
Yeah.
And I fell in love with it, and you know, when you first hear it, you probably don't recognize the song yet, and then you start listening to the lyrics more, and you're going, well, wait a minute, that song sounds familiar.
My baby wrote me a letter.
And then you realize, oh, okay, that's the letter. So
yeah, the first version kind of doo-woppy.
Well, yes.
Yeah, but this one, real soulful, real bluesy. And that bluesy element to your singing, you say it's come about, kind of evolved over the last 5 years or so.
Well, it has. I think I've gotten more equipped to the blues melodies, and I really love the jazz and the blues genres, and that's kind of where my boyfriend John came in. He has been playing blues all his life, and it's one of his specialties. He really plays a mean blues guitar.
He sure does.
And so he started playing these blues tunes with me, and see, I'm classically trained, so I'm more very specific on the chords and how long the beats are, and I don't know. It's like he wants me to play these blues riffs and stuff, and I'm like, well, John, I can't play the blues because I'm more classically trained. It's like, you know, it's so different between playing classical and then being free.
Well, you sure did take off your white powdered wig on The Letter. That's a really nice bluesy, gutsy singing. What's it like when you suddenly have a new thing in your toolkit, in this case the blues, to draw from as a performer?
Well, I guess the best way to describe that is being trained as a classical pianist, I was stuck to the music. I didn't know how to play by ear. And I found myself, when I was learning sheet music, just stuck to the music, no imagination whatsoever. And I don't know, it's like after I lost my sight, I became more free. I started hearing these songs on the radio, and of course, John kind of tutoring me a little bit on the blues. I just started being more expressive. I had more freedom. I started listening to Carole King more of these soul artists like Bill Withers, and really enjoyed listening to them. And I found that with my lower register, I could sing those songs better. I don't know, I just really enjoy singing those kind of songs.
And you're bringing some of that to the music you're creating. I mean, you all have written some wonderful originals as well.
Yes.
I was listening to What's Inside and really enjoyed that bluesy feel as well. That seems like a great vehicle for you.
Yes, that song that John and I wrote together is probably our favorite. John just started playing some stuff on the guitar and kind of started filling out this melody on the piano and then coming up with some lyrics. I don't know, it just all kind of came together like that.
I want to wake up to the blue in your eyes.
And when we first played it in public a few years ago at the Millennium Center, and I'll never forget the response that we had when we played that song. It's like the whole audience just stood up and just cheered and went crazy. And that was just like the best feeling in the world, because it was a song that we written. You know, when you have a response like that from something that you write, it's just really, it's addictive. You want more.
Some powerful stuff, too. And the lyrics, I want to reach down into your soul and feel inside of you. Doesn't get much more real than that.
Yes, it's about a couple that is very happy together, but sometimes, you know, they have problems, but they love each other so much that they try to stay together and just try to figure each other out, even though through the hard times.
My thanks to singer-songwriter and keyboardist Claire Culbreth. She, along with her boyfriend, singer-songwriter, guitarist John Brandon, are Shades of Blue. We've been sampling from their performances throughout the show today. You can hear them live from Studio A this Friday afternoon at 1 o'clock on Triad Arts Weekend. They were joined in the studio by bassist Gerald Robinson and drummer Michael Fowler. And coming up on Saturday, June 9th, from 4 to 6 o'clock, you can enjoy Shades of Blue live with a nice glass of wine at Grassy Creek Vineyards in Elkin. You'll find links to more information on our website, wfdd.org/triadarts. I'm David Ford. Thanks for joining me today for Triad Arts Up Close.